أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evil and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, is the servant and messenger of Allah. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, last Friday, young Michael proclaimed his Shahada in this hall. A few weeks before, a big man with a big heart from New Zealand, Abdul Hadi, also joined the family of Islam. We are all privileged to witness these happy events. These two brothers are right now two of the most fortunate human beings on earth. Allah has knocked on their hearts and has invited them to Islam. By accepting Allah's invitation, they have wiped their slates clean. Every sin has been forgiven, and they are as innocent as the day they were born. What would anyone give to be in that position? To be reborn without a stain on your record. This indeed is what happens when you accept Islam. It also happens when you perform the Hajj properly and sincerely, and Allah accepts your pilgrimage. At this very moment, while we welcome two new brothers into the Ummah, over 2 million Muslims from the far corners of the earth have converged on the holy city of Makkah to perform the fifth and final pillar of their faith. Hajj, the holy pilgrimage, is the most conspicuous visual expression of that worldwide family of Islam, the Ummah. The Holy Quran says in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 27, وَعَذِّمْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ دَامَرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيثٍ And proclaim the pilgrimage among men. They will come on to you on foot and on every kind of camel, lean on account of journeys through deep and distant mountain highways. These words were revealed to Prophet Abraham when he and his son Ismail had built the first Kaaba in a barren valley in Makkah. In Surah Al-Imran, verse 97, we read, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ Pilgrimage is a duty men owe to Allah, those who can afford the journey. But if any deny faith, Allah stands not in need of His creatures. All Muslims who have the means to do so, physically and financially, must do the pilgrimage at least once in a lifetime. It is a duty, but not merely a duty. It is an integral part of being Muslim. For a few precious days, we participate in one of the greatest annual events in human history. We complete the rituals whose origins go back way beyond the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the time of Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, and even further back to the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. During these momentous days, pilgrimage remove their normal clothing, removing all outer signs of their identity, of their nationality, of the signs of their wealth and social status. And everyone wears the same simple sheets of white cloth, the ihram. From the starting point, or miqat, they chant those deeply stirring words, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, Labbaik Allah sharika laka labbaik, Here I am, O Allah, here I am. All thanks is due to you. You are our provider and our sovereign king. They are answering the call of Allah. They are answering the first call of Prophet Abraham, we referred to earlier in this khutbah, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِ, and proclaim the pilgrimage among men. Hajj is a response to Allah's call, to His invitation to visit His house at least once before we die. It is also the fulfillment of a promise that we all make every time we recite our kalima shahada, وَحَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. It is part of our declaration of faith that we promise to perform Hajj as soon as we have the means to do so. When we perform tawaf, walking around the Kaaba, which was purified of idols by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, as soon as he returned from Makkah, from exile in Medina, we then pray at Maqam Ibrahim, the place of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and perform the sa'i. We remember how his wife Hajar ran in search of water for her infant son Ismail. This is how the well of Zamzam was discovered. To this day, for thousands of years, Zamzam has quenched the thirst of millions who visit the house of Allah. Over thousands of years, it has never run dry. Later, we make our way to the great plain of Arafat and spend the day of wukuf in deep and passionate prayer, asking Allah to forgive our sins, just as He forgave Adam alayhi salam in that very place on Jabal Rahmah, the Mount of Mercy. We seek atonement for our past sins and await Allah's mercy. At Mina and Muzdalifah, we throw stones at the Jamarat. This is an outer expression of our inner resolve to reject Satan and all that he stands for. The whole experience of Hajj is rich in symbolism and history. We are not mere spectators, but active participants in this act of prolonged worship. Now, when we do our daily prayers, it takes a few minutes of concentrated effort. When we perform Hajj, it takes from 7 to 10 days to complete all the rituals associated with this great journey. All the pilgrims spend the day of wukuf praying and seeking Allah's mercy. Many people who are not on Hajj have been fasting for these last three days before Eid. Our fasting should be an act of solidarity and unity with the Muslim Ummah, not only seeking forgiveness for ourselves, but also to seek Allah's mercy and blessings for those who suffer hardship and distress everywhere. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala khairil mursaleen, Muhammadan Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. May the greetings and peace be upon the best messenger Muhammad, the unlettered prophet, upon his family and upon all of his companions. Amma ba'd, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Behold, Allah and His angels shower blessings on our Prophet. O you who believe, ask for blessings on him and salute him with a worthy greeting. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. O Allah, send your greetings upon Muhammad and his family, just as you sent your greetings on Ibrahim and his family. O Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and his family, just as you blessed Abraham and his family. In both worlds, you are praiseworthy and exalted. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi radhiyul azim. All glory is for Allah, all praise is for Allah. There is no power and no strength except for Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, what is the significance of Hajj? What does Hajj mean to us? And how does Hajj affect our lives and our destiny? Hajj is both an outward and inward journey. It is an outward journey from our homes and our families and our familiar things to the center of Islam. It is also an inward journey to find our own center. The outward journey to reach the Kaaba in Mecca helps us to meet our Muslim brothers and sisters from around the world. It must also be our inward journey to reach the Kaaba of our own heart and soul. Here we need to reflect, to take stock of ourselves. Where have we come from? Where are we going? What have we done with our lives? How have we used the health, education, wealth, and opportunities which Allah has provided for our benefit? We ask these questions at every level, but most importantly on the spiritual level. Where have we come from and where are we going? That answer comes deep from within the innermost chambers of the heart, from within the depths of the soul. In the words of the Holy Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah have we come, and to Him is our return. That is it. What could be simpler, more profound, more complete? Our origin is from Allah, and our destiny is to return to Him. But the big question is, how will we return? Will we return to Him eagerly, willingly, excited to meet with our Lord? Or will we return kicking and screaming, our hearts filled with dread, heavy with guilt and remorse? Will we return to Him in a manner that pleases Allah, or in a manner that displeases Him? Here we do have a choice, and a most important choice. And the wonderful news is that we still have time to make that choice and to act on it. Hajj is a journey full of meaning and purpose. By wrapping ourselves in two sheets of plain white cloth, the ihram, we symbolically prepare ourselves for death. It is the only time that we will wrap ourselves in our own burial shroud. Next time, when we die, someone else will do that for us. Here, we remind ourselves of the fleeting nature of life. Yet it is also an opportunity for us to put matters right, to make a fresh start, a chance for rebirth and renewal. We can take a new look at ourselves, consider the direction of our lives, and if needed, we can change our priorities. Hajj brings together some of the fundamental teachings of Islam. The concept of Tawheed, the oneness and unity of Allah, is visibly displayed on Hajj in a most powerful way. We see the oneness of Allah through the oneness of those who worship Him. We see the essential unity that underpins the great diversity of all Muslims. Every race, every language, every color of the human species is represented here. On Hajj, we are not merely passive witnesses. And we are not like couch potatoes watching TV. We are an active part of the great Ummah of Islam. We see and experience the true brotherhood of all believers. Before Hajj, we were used to praying and observing our Islamic duties in smaller groups. For example, prayer, salah, is a duty we must all observe 5 times a day. When we are alone, we pray alone. But as soon as there is at least one other person, we are encouraged to pray together. If we are near a mosque, we are encouraged to go to the mosque and to join a larger group. Once a week, as we have done here, we attend Jumu'ah prayers. And twice a year, we join even larger groups for the Eid prayers. Finally, we are obliged at least once in our lives to make that pilgrimage to Makkah. Islam urges us to seek active association in ever-widening circles. Clearly, Islam is not a religion for a loner or a recluse. It fosters the idea of community, sharing, togetherness, from gatherings of just 2 people at home to over 2 million on Hajj. Hajj is therefore an extremely important act of collective worship. Those who do not perform Hajj when they are able and capable of doing so are considered to be no better than Jews or Christians. In an authentic hadith, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, whoever fails to complete his Hajj before his death, he dies as a Jew or a Christian. Despite how many different languages, races, cultures, and social backgrounds, we Muslims are all one. While we are in ihram, we cannot see any distinction between the rich and the poor, high-born or low-born, the professor and the student, the prince and the farmer, the businessman and the window cleaner. They all wear the same 2 sheets of plain white cloth, the ihram. There is no distinction between anyone. We see ourselves exactly as Allah sees us. Stripped of all our outer pretensions, it is the inner person, the essential human being, that we have to cultivate, strengthen, and purify. Hajj is a reminder of death. We are clothed in the same white cloth that will cover us on our final journey to the grave. Hajj is therefore an opportunity, as I said, for new beginnings and for taking stock of our lives. It's a wake-up call. When the angel of death comes to return us to our Maker, we will have no opportunity to delay or to complete any unfinished business. Hajj is therefore an excellent time for us to start setting things right. Throughout the rites of Tawaf and Sa'i, the journey to Mina, Muzdalifah and Arafat, we seek Allah's mercy and forgiveness for our sins. We rededicate ourselves to His service. If those prayers are sincere, if we honestly and truthfully turn away from our bad and shameful behavior, and if we strive with great effort to seek Allah's pleasure, then the Hajj becomes a significant milestone in our lives. On Hajj, we are able to reflect on our past deeds from a distance and consider our future direction. A true Hajji, therefore, returns home with a solemn determination to steer his life in the direction that pleases Allah. He is no longer a slave of his own vain desires, but a true ambassador of Islam. Someone we know may well be making their Hajj this year. Many will have left already. We pray for their safety and good health. May Allah take good care of them on their journey to Makkah, Medina, and all the holy places. May Allah accept their Hajj And when they have completed their duties, may Allah return all the Hajjis safely to their homes, inshaAllah. And may Allah, most gracious, also accept this prayer that each and every one of us here should find the means and the opportunity to perform our sacred duty and to complete our own Hajj at Allah's invitation in the near future, inshaAllah. Ameen. Aqim as-salam.